Round, round, get around, I get around.
Hi, it's Vince Welch from NASCAR on Fox, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at Chicagoland Speedway as we get ready for our race weekend. And honored to have with us, he is a proud Hoosier, the voice of the Ball State Cardinals, and of course part of that great team for Fox Sports 1 and NASCAR on Fox, the one and only Vince Welch. Welcome to Chicago, welcome to Chicagoland, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Good to be here. Always enjoy coming to this racetrack, and it's one of the few I get to drive to from home, living in Indianapolis area, so I always enjoy this trip up here each year.
What are you thinking as far as the date change? I mean, it's going to be hot out there, so certainly a little bit slick. I know they wanted to do it kind of switching off. You mentioned Indianapolis switched off that race with the Brickyard, but it's pretty hot out here today.
Yeah, it's summertime, that's for sure. So, and I was, in fact, watching WGN on the television side this morning before coming to the track and saw, you know, it's the heat wave and the, you know, record heat throughout parts of the Midwest and the Northeast, and that's certainly going to make it more challenging with the Xfinity Cup. You know, when the track gets hot, it typically gets slicker, and that makes the car handle a little less friendly. So, which in my idea, it's better for the fans. So, you know, it's a win-win for all of us, and most of the guys like it when the car is harder to drive. So, I think it's going to be a good show this weekend. Just hope the fans hydrate. Well, you know, with some water, and come out and have a good time.
It's crazy that you mentioned that, because you hear the different perspectives, whether it's people from the track that are looking to sell tickets, entertaining. On the broadcast side, you want something that's going to be fun for the viewers to enjoy, and then you hear the drivers, and sometimes they sort of like it a little bit, but really it makes it more challenging. It's a lot of different viewpoints for one event.
Yeah, I think that, drivers like tracks you got to drive, and this is one of those places. You know, it's worn out. You're going to see racing from the top of the track down to the bottom, and everywhere in between. And I think that the drivers like that best because it gives them options. And if the car is not handling in one place, or they're not finding speed in one particular lane or groove, if you will, then they can move around. And this racetrack affords them that opportunity. And I think that's why the guys like coming here to race.
Well, one guy who certainly likes coming here to race is our last year's Cup Series champion, Martin Truex Jr., going for three in a row here at Chicagoland. You know, your thoughts on that, having watched him through the first part of the season for Fox?
Yeah, that whole 78 team is so good, and then I think they showed last week, you know, they're not just good on the ovals. You know, they won on the road course at Sonoma, and it's a top-notch caliber team. It's a championship caliber team, and I don't think anyone would be surprised if Truex wins any week, much less this week. So, you know, when you have the best, and I think Truex and Harvick and Kyle Busch right now, those three are threats to win every week. And if you're going to beat either one of those teams, you're going to have one heck of a day. And that's the challenge to these other guys, the Larsons and the Keselowskis and the Loganos and the, you know, the Hamlins of the world, you know, right on down the list. You got to bring it mistake-free in most instances if you're going to beat Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. right now.
You mentioned those three guys, and you know, Truex kind of put himself in that category as a truly certifiable, great driver. You know, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, already there, but I think that they can, throughout the course of the season, you're looking at just the way that Harvick is putting up numbers on the track, is that you've got an opportunity for those two guys to be, I think, listed as some of the all-time greats, right, if they finish this year outright.
Well, and I think that, you know, there's no question, you know, Harvick and Kyle Busch are Hall of Famers. Martin Truex Jr. is certainly on his way. He's, you know, a champion, won the championship a year ago. He's racking up wins. He and Cole Pearn and that entire 78 team have found something. I mean, they are a galvanized group. They have brilliance in their engineering, and they are very good. And I think there's a couple of races early in the season they could have won that they didn't. Had a really bad pit stop at Richmond that cost them, just to name one instance. But, you know, this is a team that's capable of winning every single time out. And, you know, I think most people look at it and say, well, you've got Truex, you've got Harvick, and you've got Kyle Busch. Who's going to be the fourth person at Homestead? And I think that really is a battle battle now, and which is going to be exciting because you've got a lot of good drivers that aren't in that mix right now. Who's going to be the guy that separates himself and joins those three as being championship contender?
When you look at it now, especially with the new stage racing and all the kind of things that have been built into it, is the strategy and the crew chief is even more important. I love the Fox team. You've got Jeff Hammond, of course. Larry McReynolds does such a great job kind of breaking down that action. And when you think about Truex and Cole Pern, he's kind of establishing himself as one of those, I mean, if it's kind of a weird way to say it, kind of a celebrity crew chief, right? Because of the strategy, the stuff he does matters.
Well, and he wins. And there's no more way to get your name out there and be considered a star in our sport than winning. Rodney Childers with Kevin Harvick has carved himself out a niche in that regard. I mean, he's a celebrity because he is a guy who wins. Adam Stevens is growing into that position with Kyle Busch because they win. Cole Pern with Martin Truex because they win. And when you win enough races and you win championships, you make a name for yourself, whether you're the driver or whether you're the crew chief. And I think that we're seeing that with that group.
It's exciting to watch, and you guys at Fox Sports wrapping up the Cup side of things, bringing all those wins to the people, you yourself, of course, in the Craftsman Truck Series, continuing that. And I wanted to talk about this because this is, I think, so important and super interesting, right? It's great when your kids can be successful. It's great when they can do something that they love. When they can do something they love that you also have been successful and love, that's great. Talk a little bit about working with your son, Dylan, and you guys kind of teaming up on some of these races. And, I mean, what's that like?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Dylan graduated college a couple of years ago from Ball State and moved down to Charlotte and tried to make his way. Did a lot of started out doing work for MRN and continues to do work for MRN and broadcast the races on the national radio network, and that was a great opportunity for him. And then he's kind of built that up, and he's doing some stuff for NBCSN in regards to covering the K&N series, and he's done some stuff for Fox with ARCA, and then. So last week had an opportunity to broadcast the ARCA race on Fox with him, and I was in the booth and he was the pit reporter, and it was very interesting to toss it down to the pit reporter Dylan Welch, and we kind of made something of that during the course.
Any kind of inside jokes or things that you guys know?
I mean, it was just a surreal moment, he grew up racing, he grew up driving, and so we'd kind of always imagined, maybe I would someday have an opportunity to call a race he won, and that didn't really shake out, just because of the fact that he wasn't able to continue as a driver as much as he would like. Still drive some, but so the next best thing is to work together as broadcasters, and it's a pretty cool moment for an old dad.
It's the kind of stuff that if you had to draw it up, right, and you had to plan it out, it would be exactly that way, or at least very close to it. If people want to catch up with everything that's going on, watch you and all the action for the Camping World Truck Series, and then, of course, the stuff that you guys are doing on Fox with all those different shows. Where can they go social media-wise? Keep up with your adventures.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Vince Welch, pretty simple, and like to interact with the folks, so certainly encourage them to do that. And obviously, with the Camping World Truck Series, as NBC has now taken over the Cup side of things, our last Cup race on Fox was last week at Sonoma, but the trucks are on Fox FS1 all the rest of the way, and we've got some exciting things coming up. Kevin Harvick will be with us in the booth at Bristol. We've got Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell that will be on the broadcast with us at Eldora, so we've got a lot of fun and exciting things coming up, and the trucks always put on a show, and we love when the people tune in, watch, and then and interact with us about their truck racing and fans of truck racing, and it's a lot of the stars of the future and some of the guys that are just out trying to do it because they love racing, and it's a pretty cool group.
It is always great, and you guys do it better than anyone on Fox, is not only sharing all that action on the track, breaking it down, but also sharing those personalities of motorsports. So thanks, Vince, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dane. Thank you.